like they associate drinking with St. Patrick's Day. Have you seen this? The teens?
I've heard of it.
Well, not the teens, but the college-aged and above, I guess, yeah. And us. He associates St. Patrick's Day with drinking. It's one of those days that obviously the police are going to be out looking for people kind of swerving all over the place at like 3 in the afternoon. So watch out. And if you have a busted headlight that day and you try to drive home drunk, you can get pulled over, just like this guy got pulled over earlier this morning and was complaining about it. But yeah, you can get pulled over for that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think when the police pull you over for having a taillight out at night that they are looking to see if you're drunk?
Well, if they take 20 minutes to get back to you, they're obviously
doing something,
running your plates or something like that. But
They don't need to run your plates to tell if you're loaded or not.
That's true. They can just kind of look at you and say, sir, please step out of the vehicle. But if they don't say that and they just go sit in their car, they're either playing Scrabble with their partner or they're running your plates. I would bet they're running your plates.
Yeah, Scrabble's a hard game to play in the car.
Exactly.
All those little tiles and everything. Do you have a police story for us?
My friend, the other day, she's 13. She got caught driving without a license and nobody in the car.
What?
Yeah, and it was her mom's Jeep, and she, got, I guess, a $100 ticket, and that was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she get thrown in jail for that?
I don't know. She wasn't.
Even if you're 13, just throw them right in jail? Penitentiary.
No, that's my friend. I wouldn't want that to happen to her.
Well, you're not impartial. We need an impartial judge to decide this.
Well, all they did was give her, $110 ticket, and she's not even grounded or anything.
What was she trying to accomplish?
She was going to her mailbox, across the street.
Oh, my.
How far away was the mailbox?
A couple of feet, but she wanted to drive up there.
And the police?
Because she doesn't live on Post. She lives in Manhattan somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And, her mailbox, because they have a whole bunch of different mailboxes or whatever, it's kind of far. And so, uh-huh. So, yeah, that's what happened. And she didn't get in trouble or anything. She's, going to this dance with me, so I guess she's not in trouble.
Whoa, you guys are going to dance together?
Yeah.
They allow that at your school?
Not two like girls that.
To, oh.